I'm Jeff Johnson. I was a commercial photographer out of college at DAAP here in Cincinnati. And I photographed most of the Beverly Hills Supper Club. It would have been, probably late 1976, after my best photography client, Harry Backus, had remodeled the place. So I did not photograph the main performance room, but I did photograph the bar and the garden room and many of the other rooms after the remodeling had been done.
So that would have been right when the garden room was added?
Yeah, it was there then.
I was there once to see Lou Rawls, and it struck me just how opulent, how ornate this place was. So give me a feel for the people who, in the past 40 years, who obviously couldn't have been there. What was the Beverly Hills like?
Well, Beverly Hills was very, very elegant, really. The designer had reworked most of the rooms, and he is well known for a number of the finer remodelings around Cincinnati in the 50s, 60s, 40s. He did the Terrace Plaza Hilton, all the rooms in the Terrace Plaza back when. And it was a classy style. He modeled his style to what the building, what you'd expect in a building. So it was classical.
Does that mean a lot of fabric on the walls?
Yes, that was the problem. Now, Harry had put in various like wall coverings, vinyl and so on, and this was before there were regulations on that. So a lot, he got in trouble for these things that caused the vapors that killed people, but it wasn't his fault because this was before all that happened.
Before it was part of the code.
Before it was part of the code, yes.
So what rooms do you remember shooting, or what did you take pictures of?
I did the dining rooms. I did the big central bar. I did not do the main performance room. I did the garden room. And a number of things about it was the fact that when I'm doing photography, you have lights. I never use strobe, they're just floodlights. So I needed electricity for that and ran a line down behind the bar into the basement. I went into the basement to hook it up, and here is one fixture in the middle of the ceiling with a number of wires stretched out from it with cube taps on it. And this is the basement of a place where hundreds of people are going to be. And I thought, well, this is not right. And another thing that occurred, I was all set up to do the photography of the central bar, which takes a couple of hours because you have to set up all the tables and get everything just so. And this was before Photoshop, that you could fix things easily. And I was ready to go. I had needed about 10 to 15 minutes to actually take the exposures. And one of the sons of the Shillings came in. He said, get out of here. I have some work to do. I said, well, I just need 10, 15 minutes and I'll be finished. He said, get out of here. Come back another day, which of course cost my client more money because I had to come back another day. But what he was doing was wiring the lights above the pictures on the wall. This is in the central bar. And he took a screwdriver and poked a hole in the wall, stuck just cheap lamp cord down in there. It fell down through the wall. He fished it out at the bottom, and that was the wiring. And I thought that in a place of public accommodation, this is highly illegal. So between that and the rat's nest of wiring in the basement right below that, this is a problem.
And, of course, the aluminum wiring, and they believe that the fire, according to the reports afterwards, was electrical in nature.
Yeah, it would have been. I remember the aluminum wiring problem. I'm a broadcast engineer by profession now, so I have some knowledge of these things. Also, that day that I was photographing, two different days, I was photographing the garden room, and I wanted to get outside to take pictures from the outside into the garden room. I couldn't find a way out of there. This is the daytime. Nobody's in the place except a few staff members. And I ended up in a closet full of chairs in the daytime with nobody else around. And my thought at the time was, this is a fire trap. This one. And that was long, you know, sometime before any of that happened.
So, but you're talking 76 when you were roughly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fire was in 77 because this is going to be the 40th anniversary.
Yes.
Were you ever over there as a patron?
No, I wasn't, just as a photographer on two different occasions.
I know when I was there, I was just struck at how grand the whole place was, and it truly lived up to its billing as the showplace of the nation.
Yeah, it was very handsome, and that was due to Harry Backus's beautiful work.
What else do you recall about the basement other than you said there was just one single light fixture?
Well, that's what I recall is there was a rat's nest of wires strung around in the basement. And then there were wires in the walls of this central bar that was just lamp cord. Well, you don't do that. A place like that has to be in conduit.
Wow.
And I don't know anything about the aluminum. I understand the reason aluminum wire gets oxidized. You have to use proper fixtures. And that very likely was the cause of it. Now, I did not photograph the zebra room where that fire started.
Right.
That's not one of them. But these things were internal. You couldn't see this. But just a thought on the top of my head, this place is a fire trap.
So on the night of the fire, what kind of work were you doing? Or what were you doing?
Well, I wasn't in town. Actually, I was in Toledo on my family's houseboat on the lake and saw it in the newspaper. But a friend of mine, Hank Sykes, was a videographer. He was days of film yet. He worked for Channel 9. He worked for El Shadalkhadi. And he got a message on his two-way radio. This is for long for cell phones. Something's happening at the Beverly Hills. Would you go over and see? Well, Hank was the first person on site. And he said these people were all dressed up and they're like they're taking a nap in the lawn. Well, of course, they had expired from the toxic gases. So he had to leave. Because his film yet, he had to get back to Channel 9 and get the film processed. But he was the first newsman on the scene.
When you heard of the fire, did you think back to the basement that you'd seen and to the garden room that you couldn't find an exit?
Yeah, I saw the pictures of the burnout rooms that I had photographed not all that long before in the newspaper in Toledo Blade in Toledo. And I thought it happened. It was the saddest thing, but I saw it coming.
Yeah, I was working for the Enquirer at the time and was with two other friends at their home, and we literally watched it on TV. And at that point, Al Shadalkhadi had his live capability, and Channel 12 had just started their ability to go live. And from some of the footage I've seen from WLWT, I think they rolled the studio cameras up on the roof at 9th and Elm and shot it across the river valley to get that. I can't tell you the number of people who told me that, yeah, we were just watching TV and so watched it on TV that night.
A dear friend of mine, Mac Vestal, died in Christ Hospital just last night, 3rd of April. He and his partner, Lewis, were scheduled to go to Beverly Hills that night to see John Davidson because a friend of theirs was a friend of John Davidson. They had tickets. Well, that friend wasn't able to go, and they thought, well, we don't know John Davidson, so let's go to dinner. And they were in the revolving restaurant right across the river here and weren't there. They may well have been caught in the conflagration.
Tell me a little bit more about Harry's materials. Was he also involved in what kind of chairs and fabrics on chairs would have been selected?
Yes, he would have done all of that. Yeah, I photographed a lot of Harry's work and beautiful, beautiful work and just made an ordinary space look very classy, as you were saying about the Beverly Hills. And he would have definitely specified the materials on the chairs, furniture, flooring. But this was long, but not his fault. It actually was detrimental to his career that this happened, but it wasn't his fault because it was before laws and all that.
So before there were codes on what kind of materials could have been in the chair fabric, the chair stuffing, the walls, was when he was able to make these decisions and buy these materials and put them in. And then later, because of the fire, they were restricted or prohibited.
Yeah, later on. Yeah, and the electrical code got changed because of the fact that this was probably caused by improperly installed aluminum wiring. Aluminum wire itself is okay. It's the terminations that get corroded.
Since you're an engineer, talk a little bit about aluminum wiring.
Well, aluminum is an excellent conductor. It's the best conductor after copper. Silver's the best, then copper, then aluminum. And the thing is, aluminum will corrode, and when you get corrosion, that increases resistance. And when you have current going through a resistance, you get heat. Well, it's going to catch fire eventually. But what you have to do is use proper fixtures, proper termination, which is a certain kind of metal. It says ALCU on the device. Or you use a grease, a special kind of grease that you coat the aluminum wire with, and that keeps the corrosion from happening. And if that's done, then aluminum wire is perfectly safe.
I would imagine of those three materials you just mentioned, silver, copper, and aluminum is less expensive than
much less expensive.
A job in copper?
Yeah, exactly. It is.
But it's quite common.
It's quite common. Most service entrance, the wire from down the side of your house outside into the meters is commonly aluminum. But what's done then is you have special connectors and you coat the aluminum with a special grease for the purpose, and that keeps the corrosion from occurring, and then you don't have a problem.
So you took these photos documenting Harry's work. Where are they today? Do you still have them?
I gave the photographs to Harry Backus and the negatives also, negatives and transparencies. When I did photography, what are the deal was I would give them not only the prints, but the negatives and everything. And if they wanted more prints, then they just gave me the negatives back and I'd print them. So I had very little remaining of the photographs.